Hello, my name is Mary and I am calling from Florida International University. We're conducting a survey on residents' perceptions of hurricane threats and damage reduction, as well as how the current economic situation has affected you and your household. Let me ask you, is your home a single family home, a townhome, apartment, condominium, manufactured, or mobile home?
I'm sorry, where are you calling from?
We are calling from Florida International University. We are conducting a survey, ma'am. Oh, sure. We are conducting a survey, yes, on residents' perceptions of hurricane threats and damage reduction, as well as how the current economic situation has affected you and your household. And I do want to ask you, is your home a single-family home, a townhome, apartment, condominium, manufactured, or mobile home?
Apartment. I live alone.
I'm sorry, you said apartment?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you very much. Give me just a minute. So, I do want to ask you, do you own or rent your home?
I rent.
Thank you. Please tell me what year was your home built, in case you know.
I'm not sure, no.
Okay, that's okay. Thank you very much. Now, I do want to ask you, how many years have you been a permanent resident of Florida?
11, maybe 10 years. 11, probably 12 years. 11 or 12.
Okay, thank you very much. Have you or any adults in your household experienced any of the following? A tropical storm, hurricane, category 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5?
Here in Florida, or it doesn't matter where?
It doesn't matter where, but if you have experienced any of those, either hurricane, any of those categories, or a tropical storm?
Yeah.
Okay, which one? Which of the following?
Both.
Okay, a tropical storm and a hurricane, do you know what category?
I'm not sure what the last hurricane was in Florida or the tropical storm. I'm not sure, but both.
Oh, okay. Thank you very much, ma'am. Now, I do want to ask you, can you please tell me the name or the year of the tropical storm?
The only one that I can remember off the top of my head would be Dorian, but I don't remember what year Dorian was, but Hurricane Dorian, that was here in Florida.
Okay, thank you very much. I believe that was 2023, or if I'm not mistaken. Thank you very much. So, Hurricane Dorian.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let me ask you, have you or any adults in your household lived in a home physically damaged by a hurricane?
No.
Okay. How vulnerable do you feel to damage from a hurricane-related tornado or flooding hazards? Do you feel extremely vulnerable, somewhat vulnerable, or not too vulnerable?
Not too vulnerable.
Okay. We're almost done. Okay, I just have a few more questions left. Now, if a serious hurricane threatens your home, how will you prepare? I'm going to read some options to you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Or will you put up hurricane shutters, board up home? Will you buy supplies and equipment, evacuate, call the insurance company, drive to home of relative or friend in other area?
I'd probably just buy a couple of supplies. I don't live in a house. It's an apartment, so it's pretty secure.
Okay. Thank you very much, ma'am. Mm-hmm. And when will you begin to prepare your home for a hurricane? When will you begin to prepare your home for a hurricane? When a hurricane watch is issued, when a hurricane warning is issued, or is your home already prepared and can be secured within a few hours?
I don't really have much to secure. I'll probably just buy like a couple of canned goods and stuff just in case the power goes out.
Okay. Thank you very much. Now, considering yourself and others in your household, how certain are you that your household will have all the information needed to protect yourself and your homes from hurricane damage? Are you very certain, somewhat certain, or not certain at all?
Somewhat certain.
Thank you very much. Now, I want you to please select your top three sources of information. Is it internet sources and other social media, radio, TV, newspapers, or print media, friends and family, or any other social media, including Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, WhatsApp, TikTok, YouTube?
I'd say social media and, news channel.
Okay, thank you very much. Is it, newspapers or, print media or TV?
TV.
Okay, thank you very much. Will you say that radio is included as well?
I don't really listen to the radio.
Okay. So pretty much internet sources.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Now, on scale from 1 to 5, with 1 being least prepared to 5 being most prepared, how will you rate your household preparedness?
I'd say 4. I've never had a hurricane in the building that I'm living in now, so it seems pretty prepared, but you never know. So I'd say 4.
Absolutely. Thank you, ma'am. Now, have any of these factors impacted your ability to prepare for a hurricane or storm? Cost of housing, loss of income or employment, cost of child care, cost of insurance, transportation costs, property taxes, or cost of food and other essentials?
No.
Okay, so nothing has affected your hurricane preparedness?
No.
Okay, thank you very much. Now, is your home located in a flood or evacuation zone?
That I'm not sure of. I'm not sure what the evacuation zones are.
Okay, thank you very much. Now, when will you evacuate? If a hurricane watch is issued, if a hurricane warning is issued, if a Category 3 hurricane or stronger was going to hit your home within 24 hours, if emergency management officials order you to evacuate, or probably never?
If they order us to evacuate, then yeah, I'll evacuate.
Okay. Thank you very much. Now, if you need to evacuate, where will you go? To a local shelter? To the house of a nearby friend or family? Another location within the state, as far as possible to another state? Or you will not leave under any circumstances?
Probably a close-by friend or family.
Thank you, ma'am. And how many vehicles are available in the household?
Just one. I live by myself.
Oh, yeah. Thank you very much. Now, if a major hurricane impacts your area, which of these levels of government should help to reimburse your costs? Federal government, state government, local government, or government should not be involved in recovery efforts?
I'm not sure how that works, but I don't know if I can answer that one.
No, that's okay. Keep in mind that there's no wrong or right answer. We just need to know your opinion, which of those options you think that should help to reimburse your costs because of the hurricane.
What were the options again?
Federal government, state government, local government, or that the government should not be involved in recovery efforts?
I think the local and state government should.
Okay. Thank you very much. Now, on scale of 1 to 5, where 5 is the highest, how much confidence do you have that local building codes are being enforced from 1 to 5?
My building, I would say, the building that I live in, I would say 4, so they do a lot of, updates every now and then. But for my city, my aunt, I know a lot of times they do cut corners, so I would say possibly a 2.
A2. So this is pretty much about local buildings. So you said that that's A2, correct?
Yeah.
Thank you. Now, that local land use planning takes into account hurricane risk?
I'm not sure. I don't know.
That's okay. Remember, again, we just want to know your opinion. Like, are you have no confidence, like reasonable confidence, very high confidence?
I say reasonable confidence.
Okay, that will be 3. Thank you, ma'am. Now, that new development take into account hurricane wind risk?
If they take into account like hurricane risk when they're building?
Yes.
I would hope they do. I would say medium.
Okay. Is that like reasonable confidence?
Yeah, reasonable confidence.
Thank you. Now, that new development take into account flood risks?
A reasonable confidence.
Okay. And that building codes are as strict as they should to be mitigate loss?
Reasonable as well.
Okay. Thank you very much. We're almost done, okay? Now, I just want to ask you about a few questions about sea level rise. So do you believe sea level rise is happening in Florida, and do you think your property or finances will be affected?
Sea levels do rise, but my property, I don't live close to the ocean, so no.
Okay, so you believe that it's happening, but it will not be affected?
Yeah, I won't be affected because I'm not close to the ocean.
Thank you. Now, if the government were to take action on sea level rise, how would they fund this initiatives? Increase income taxes, increase property taxes, or increase both income and property taxes?
I think they would probably increase both.
Okay. Thank you very much. Now, most of Florida's coastal areas have a very low elevation, under 10 meters, 33 feet above sea level, and are especially vulnerable to flooding associated with storm surges. How concerned are you about flooding in your area? Extremely concerned, moderate concerned, somewhat concerned, or slightly concerned, or not at all concerned?
Slightly concerned.
Okay. And how long do you plan on living in your current address?
I'm sorry?
How long do you plan on living in your current address?
Maybe for the next 12 months.
Okay. Now, finally, I just have a few general background questions and we will be finished. Okay. Can you please tell me your age?
25.
I'm sorry, 25?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And what is your gender?
Female.
Thank you. Now, including yourself, how many people you live in your household? You say it's just you, right?
Yes.
Okay, thank you very much. So no people under 12 years old or 65 or older? Okay, thank you very much. And what is your marital status?
Single.
Okay. And what is the highest grade of school completed by an adult member of your household?
That was bachelor's.
Sorry?
Bachelor's.
College graduate?
Yeah, my bachelor's degree.
Okay. Yes, thank you, ma'am. Are you Hispanic or Latino descent?
I'm sorry?
Are you Hispanic or Latino?
No.
Okay, thank you very much. And what racial groups do you identify yourself with? White, black, African American?
Black, black Caribbean.
I'm sorry? What was your answer, I'm sorry?
Black Caribbean.
Oh, okay. Thank you very much. Perfect, ma'am. So, what language is most often spoken in your home?
English.
Okay. And can you please tell me which is the income rate range for your household? Is it under 20,000?
Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just reading you some options in case you didn't know, like under 20,000, 20,000, between 20,000 to 30, 30 to 50, 50 to 75.
50.
Okay, between 50,000 to 75,000?
No, 50 to 55.
Oh, okay, 50 to 55. Thank you very much. Perfect. So those were all the questions I had. Thank you very much for your time and your participation. Hope you have a great day.
Thank you, Jenna.
Thank you, Raina. This was hard. This was so hard.